The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. We are presented by Zenni Optical. Yes! They have come and joined the party that is the House of L podcast, and we appreciate them for being a part of it. You're going to see me doing some things with Zenni Optical on Twitter as well. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. It's just a you and me episode today. Just you and me. I have been so... Man. It has been a really interesting couple of weeks because I'm in the middle of my score negotiations, which I've talked about a little bit on here. And I'm hoping that we're close to a conclusion on those. I don't want to go into any more detail about it until it's either done or it's not done. But there's progress being made. I can tell you that there's definitely some progress being made and some really good conversations that are happening between me and the station. And that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. I'll just leave it at that for now. But I will tell you that I've been so busy that I was thinking about, man, it sure would be nice if I had a place where I could talk about the new Superman TV show. And I was like, you can talk about the new Superman TV show on your own podcast. Why aren't you doing that? And it made all the sense in the world. So I'm going to talk about the new Superman and Lois show that's on the CW. But not before I tell you that, along with Zenni Optical, that's going to be a part of it. Zenni Optical, just go, if you wear glasses, like I wear glasses, we're going to do some cool stuff. I'm going to get some very cool frames from Zenni Optical, zennioptical.com, and we're going to make it happen. Frames are really inexpensive, and if you've ever dealt with getting glasses done, you know how expensive it can be. We also have a great partnership now with Brendan Studzinski, who runs the State Farm out of Lincoln Park, chicagosf.com. Do that. He donates, and State Farm donates $10. To Pause Chicago for every quote given. And if you go to chicagosf.com and get a quote from him, you will see how easy it is. Do that. Tell him that you heard about him on this podcast. It would be really helpful to what it is that we do. So I'm in the car the other day, and I'm sitting there, and I was like, man, I want to talk about this new thing, but I'm working on Maddie's podcast, Maddie Lee's podcast, and she's going to be doing some stuff with House of L, and I'm working with a couple other people. We're not ready to announce it yet, but a couple other people that are close to putting something together. And, of course, Maggie and I do the Star Trek thing every now and again. And I said, man, I want to do something. And I was so bogged down in the business of podcasting that I forgot that the whole point of me starting House of L was so that I would have a space to talk about things that I wanted to talk about. And I know that I can, one of the great things about my interaction with Mitch Rosen over at The Score is that he's given me a lot of leeway on allowing me to talk about things that I want to talk about on the air, because he knows that I won't stray too far, and hopefully it'll be entertaining when it's done. So I said, this will be old school. This will be just me hanging out with you, the podcast listener, and talking about something that I think is interesting. I really enjoyed Superman and Lois, and I wasn't sure if I was going to dig it, because the guy that's playing Superman, when he's been on Supergirl, I've been like, it's like, he's all right, I guess. I saw that dude on like a Hallmark, like he was on like a Hallmark movie channel movie, like one of those. How did they make a whole industry out of these two people don't like each other, but they're thrown into a wacky circumstance around Christmas and now they love each other? I marvel at Hallmark Channel and their ability to make the same movie over and over and over again and it not be a problem. I marvel at it. Anyway, I've seen him do stuff and with Supergirl, and I was like, it's whatever. It's fine. He didn't look like Superman to me. He looked like Clark Kent, but he didn't look like Superman to me. And with everything that's gone on, with a lot of these shows having to halt production on things, like I wasn't sure if this was even going to turn out to be good. And I sat there and watched the first two episodes, and I came away impressed. It's not perfect, and there are some things that I hope that they improve upon going forward. But I was really like, man, this is cool. It was a Superman show that went in a very different direction. And I'm going to tell you what that direction is, but not until after I tell you this. I'm out here selling today. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. For more than 20 years, David built his business helping first responders and medical professionals secure mortgages and wanted to do more than say thank you. Every week, Team Hochberg recognizes first responders and medical professionals for keeping us safe and healthy. This week, Team Hochberg is recognizing Dr. Edward H. Siegel and his entire support staff at Edward H. Siegel DDS Limited in Northbrook. To thank them and to support family-owned restaurants, Team Hochberg purchased food from Josh's Hot Dogs in Northbrook, owned by Josh Kaplan. First responders and medical professionals deserve our appreciation, and family-owned restaurants need our support. If you can afford to, purchase lunch from a family-owned restaurant for your local police, fire departments, and medical professionals. Team Hochberg helped me, thousands of first responders, medical professionals, and my podcast listeners. But they can't help you if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, an equal housing lender, NMLS 1124061. David's a good man and he can help you. If you're buying or refinancing, call him. Back to Superman and Lois. What I love about this show, at least for most of the first two episodes, it was less about Superman. Now, obviously, there was already a Lois and Clark show. And there was a Smallville show that had almost nothing to do with Superman. It had to do with Clark Kent growing into Superman. But this is what I like about it, what I think is really interesting and very different from what we've seen from Superman shows of the past, is that there is a lack of focus on Superman and the great feats that Superman does. If you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it for you, although there is one interesting spoiler that's coming. It's actually just speculation. I wouldn't even call it a spoiler. I haven't gotten this confirmed yet. They deal with what's Superman's life like as a father at a really important point in his twin sons' lives. What's his life like? What's it like to be Superman's kids? I think that is a really fascinating thing. And they got dark early in this process. They got dark, meaning beloved characters passed away almost immediately on this show. And I'm here for it. I'm glad that they did that. I'm glad that they kind of busted up some of the things that we knew, some of the canon that we know of Superman and Clark Kent's life. And they're challenging us to trust them and go, there's a story here that we want to tell. Let us tell this story this way. We know you know the other parts of this story. Let us tell the story like this. And I found it fascinating that they wanted to delve into what's the mental toll on Superman for being Superman? What's the toll on him being a father and not knowing if his sons have the invulnerability that he has? They take it to some places early on in the episode that, quite honestly, I was happy that they did. Now, I do think that there are some things that they could do better. For one, the show is called Superman and Lois, and there wasn't a lot of Lois in this episode. They could have done more. They could have done right by Lois to allow her story to be told. And there's plenty of time inside what they expect will be a multi-season run of episodes. I also think it's interesting that CW was like, yep, we're going to run this on the CW. They did an encore presentation. I was able to watch it on Hulu. But they want people to watch this show. And I haven't looked at the ratings for it. I guess I could.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Technically do that as we're talking here. But people were impressed with what they saw. And I don't know how many people tuned in for it, if they would consider it a success or not. But I know that I walked away and was like, okay, I'll be back, was where I was. And I'm looking at a story now from Variety that says, though it wasn't one of the top programs of Tuesday evening, according to Nielsen, live plus same day fast affiliate numbers that Triumph goes to an original of NBC's This Is Us and an encore of NCIS. The CW's debut of Superman and Lois and the Superman and Lois Legacy of Hope, both specials scored substantial primetime numbers compared to the network's typical 18 to 49 performance. Superman and Lois beamed 1.71 million viewers on its premiere telecast and drew a 0.3 in the key demo. The subsequent special also obtained a 0.3 and drew 1.5 million viewers. That's good. They were able to draw in more people than they expected to. So good for them that they were getting viewers for this thing. But yeah, you might want to start giving Lois an opportunity to shine on this show. And I will say it was super white. Like, were there any black people? I'm trying to think. Were there any, like, maybe a couple in the newsroom at the Daily Planet? But there didn't seem to be a lot of color that was being used on the show. And there's an argument against it. Like, you are in the middle of Kansas, and how many black people would you find in a Smallville, Kansas? But we'll see those are a couple of criticisms that have come about with the show, and we'll see if they correct them. Like, you need to give a platform to Lois, like, tell her story of what it's like to be her at this point. What's it like for her to be a mom? Like, this is a version of Superman and Lois that we haven't really seen. We've seen them fall in love with each other. We've seen them younger points in their lives falling for each other. But we haven't seen them co-parent. You know, like, that's a cool thing. The other thing that I think is interesting is they already opened the door between Flash, Arrow, like the Arrowverse. They've already opened the door to the multiverse, and that big crossover thing that they did, I think, allows for some very interesting characters to pop up and be seminal characters for this show. By the way, Bitsy Tulloch, who plays Lois Lane, is the most Lois Lane looking Lois Lane since Margot Kidder. If you would have told me that she was Margot Kidder's niece, who I believe is playing an Orion on Star Trek, if you would have told me that Bitsy Tulloch was her niece, I would have believed you. She's got the look for it. She's got the snark. Like, she's tough, and it comes through of her being Lois Lane. So I want to hear more of that. And Tyler Hoechlin is the guy that plays Superman, a.k.a. Clark Kent. I didn't realize that was Emmanuel Shikri from Entourage, who was playing Lana. But that's good. And we're going to see what they end up doing with Captain Luthor. I think it's a very interesting thing that they decided that they're going to make Captain Luthor black. And this is the part where I give you the non-spoiler spoiler. I think it's Alexander Luthor. That's what I think. That the multiverse ends up spitting Alexander Luthor into this universe where it's Superman who is married to his mother and not his father. But we'll see. That's some stuff from the books, but we'll see if they play with it. But I enjoyed this immensely. I think that the added dimension of the two boys, and how different the two boys are. And you have the nice ode to both of Superman's fathers, where one is named John and the other is named Jordan, as in Jor-El. I think that's a kind of a cool thing. So we'll see how this whole situation plays out. But I know that I'm back for more tomorrow. I'm recording on Monday. I'll be back for more as this series goes on. And I've been waiting for my superhero shows to come back. I got another thing that I want to say about DC, because I get this criticism a lot. But let me tell you, before we do that, if you're looking for a home, my guy David Hochberg can help you out. If you're looking to refinance, or if you're looking to buy one, straight up, he's the guy that you want on your side. He does great work. He helped me get the place in Kenwood. He helped me get the house in Hyde Park. He's a guy that you go to get this type of stuff done. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1124061. Call David at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. And if you're looking for a great insurance agent, you need to hit up my dude, Brendan Studzinski. He works with State Farm. This is so easy of a website for you to remember. ChicagoSF.com. ChicagoSF.com. You get a quote from him. State Farm donates $10 to Pause Chicago, which is a charity my man Brendan feels really strongly about. When it comes to DC movies, I think they've done a terrible job with them. I don't like any of them, except for the first Wonder Woman movie. I didn't like Wonder Woman 84 nearly as much as I wanted to like it. Their movies, I think, have been... I'm not even looking forward to the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. Like, it's... like, you guys missed the opportunity. But their TV shows have always garnered my attention. I've watched all of the... starting from Arrow, which I thought was really good, and then got great... and then was just kind of hanging on because they did 8 seasons. Supergirl, I love. Flash, I love. Legends is okay, but I would still watch it. You know, I need to catch up on Legends, as a matter of fact. That's not a bad binging activity for me, to catch up on the last 2 seasons of Legends. Because outside of the crossover stuff, I haven't been watching. I have enjoyed, though, Brandon Roth getting a chance to play Superman again. I thought that was a really dope idea. I think their TV shows hit a home run almost all the time. And even this show, which has a little bit of a darker edge to it, I've enjoyed. There's a lot of stuff that's like hanging out there. And if they stay in Smallville, it's going to be interesting. I haven't watched the new Batwoman either. See what? I'll watch that first episode of Batwoman and I'll get back to you on it, because I need to figure out how they did that. They did all of that. So I've always enjoyed the television shows and haven't enjoyed the movies nearly as much. I guess I kind of enjoyed Aquaman for what it was supposed to be. But I think they do a really good job with these TV shows, and I am impressed with the direction with which they are at least starting off Superman and Lois. I read something about it, and it's interesting. The idea that Superman stories are boring. I had someone refer to Superman to me as a cheat code, and he is. He's a cheat code. Like, you can't fix the world? Someone call in Superman. He's about to whoop somebody's ass. But what is the person underneath all of that? What is Clark Kent underneath him being the champion of the planet Earth? And what are those stresses that he takes home with him every single night? the choices that he has to make, saving this life versus being a father, saving this life versus saving this life. There's a lot that they can explore, and I'm glad that they're going to do it, but they better start telling more of Lois's story. That's just silly to not do that. So we're done. Oh, man, I love your support. I'm glad you allow me to do dumb stuff like this occasionally. I'll have some more interviews coming up later on this week. I think I'm going to drop the Tabitha Soren this week. I'm also going to have a great conversation with Justin Kaufman. I can't wait for that. And there's going to be more pods that pop up. I appreciate your support, like, forever and ever. I truly do. It's why I keep going. Please support our sponsors. David Hochberg, Brendan Studzinski from State Farm, ChicagoSF.com, and our new sponsor, Zinni Optical. Go get yourself some glasses and be like, hey, Zinni Optical, we heard about you on House of L. ZinniOptical.com. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.